Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and everybody that watches. We appreciate so much you tuning in. We hope that you listen for the duration of the program. It's our purpose to speak on the things in God's Word, and if any time you have a question or a comment, or maybe a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to study on the program, feel free to contact us. You can do so at the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Should you have the opportunity to have your Bibles, certainly feel free to turn with me to the book of Genesis in chapter 3, and let's begin our reading in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, have God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, You shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day that you eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told you that you was naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I have commanded that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman that thou gavest to me be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. What I want us to do is to look at the four questions that we see or ask in these verses that we've read in Genesis 3. One of those questions was in verse 9, when God asked Adam and Eve, Where art thou? You know, in Hebrews 4, verse 13, the Bible says, Neither is there any creature that's not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. In Revelation 20, we also read in verse 12, where John said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written in the books according to their works. Romans 14 and verse 12 also says that, So then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. So, are you in or out of Christ? You know, in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10 it says, Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. And the Bible tells us in Galatians 3, verses 26 and 27, that we're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. And we see, too, in Ephesians 2, verses 11 through 13, it says, Wherefore remember that you being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. So are you in Christ or out of Christ? these verses tell us what to do to be in Christ. Are you in the broad way, or are you in the narrow way? Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, enter into the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth unto destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Are you in the kingdom of Christ, or are you out of Christ? Remember, in Colossians 1, verse 13, mention is made of those who have delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So it's just as appropriate that we ask ourselves today, where are we? Another question that was asked in Genesis 3, you find in verse 11, who told thee that thou wast naked? You know, always check the source of our information. Who told you that baptism has nothing to do with saving? And yet we read verses like Mark 16:16, where Jesus says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We read of where Peter, in the first time that the gospel was ever preached, after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, he tells them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission, the forgiveness of sins. Then we find in Acts 22 and verse 16 that Ananias said to Saul of Tarsus, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. So in view of these verses, who tells you that baptism has nothing to do with saving? Or who told you that one church is as good as another? When Jesus said in Matthew 16:18, upon this rock I will build my church. And passages like 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 11 that says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Ephesians 4 and verse 23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the Savior of the body. And Ephesians 1 tells us in verse 22 that God has put all things under Christ's feet, and has gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. So we see then that this idea of one church is just as good as another did not come from the scriptures. It did not come from the Lord, but rather from Satan. Who told you once saved, always saved? When we find in the scriptures, like for instance in 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. Who told you that you don't have to attend all of the services of the church? When we have Hebrews 10 and verse 25, it says, not forsaken the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. And who told you that the way that you dress is not important? When we have verses like 1 Timothy 2, verses 9 and 10, it says, in like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, and says, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. You know, as we read there in Genesis 3, Adam and Eve were naked even though they had aprons of fig leaves. And what that shows us is that we can have on clothes and still be naked. But the other question that was asked in Genesis 3, we find also in verse 11, when God asked, hast thou eaten? In other words, have you done what I told you not to do? Have you transgressed my law? In other words, what God is asking is, Adam and Eve, is have you sinned? You know, Romans 3, verse 9 says, what then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. For we have before proved, both Jew and Gentile, that they are all under sin. And then verse 23 of Romans 3, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No one's the exception. Not you, not me. In 1 John 1 and verse 8, It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. See, the question is not, have you sinned, but rather, what are you doing about your sin? You know, some think that sin committed in the past will just somehow be forgotten, just sort of overlooked, and they can just slip back in and be accepted by the church, take communion, and everything will be okay. But you know, if you're not a Christian, you need to hear God's word, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10, verse 17. Without faith, we know that it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11, verse 6. But we need to have faith that will motivate us to obey the word of God. It's not enough to just believe. Belief has to be followed by obedience. Faith without works is dead, James tells us in James chapter 2 and verse 24. So when Jesus tells us that we need to repent or else perish, that's what must be done. When Jesus tells us that we must confess with our mouth Him to be the Son of God, that's what we must do, Matthew 10 and verse 32. And when Jesus said, it's he that believeth and is baptized that will be saved, then we need to be baptized. We need to hear the word, believe the word, repent of our sins, confess with our mouth Christ to be the Son of God, and be buried with Christ in baptism for the remission of sins, Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. And if I'm obeyed the gospel, those things, to become a Christian and sin, then I need to repent and pray, like Peter told Simon the sorcerer in Acts chapter 8. So there's only two ways that sin can be forgiven. And we realize it's extremely hard to admit that I have sinned. But the other question in Genesis 3 is found in verse 13. What is this that thou hast done? See, Eve had not fully comprehended what she had done. And so, being in that condition, we see that she needed to understand that sin will separate her from God, and this is all coming forth as we continue, if we had the time to read in chapter 3. They're thrust from the Garden of Eden. The tree of life that would give them eternal life now has a cherubim to guard it so that they cannot again have access to it. And now the curse of death, physical death, has passed upon them. But they are spiritually separated from God. Yes, indeed. The day that they ate of that forbidden fruit, they died. Death is talking about separation. We die physically when our spirit separates from our body. We die spiritually when sin enters into our lives. So it is then that these are questions that, though they were asked so long ago, they are questions that still need to be asked as well as us to give an honest answer to today. Friends, we see that our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.